preseason camp has officially begun for the Tennessee Vols. Plenty of new faces in new places. And funny enough, despite it being Josh Heupel's fourth season at Tennessee, the newcomers are just as surprised at how fast-paced the team is as newcomers were when Josh Heupel was in his first season at Tennessee. So I guess it's good to know some things never change. Another thing that hasn't changed for this team in Josh Heupel's time at UT is the expectations he has for the team. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass. Operating within that standard that Josh Heupel has set for this team has seen direct relief in the recruiting classes, going from about number 17 when he got here to now hovering around the number 6 recruiting class in the nation. Of course, that's going to change a little bit depending on what site you use to verify the quality of recruiting classes that Tennessee is getting. Regardless, the type of athletes that are taking this field continues to improve year in and year out. And then you look at athletes like 4-star defensive end Jordan Ross, who is actually ranked number 24th in the country according to ESPN's top 300. He says coming to Tennessee, it was an easy decision. When you consider he's playing against guys like James Pierce Jr., it seems like a no-brainer.
There's no, like, I can learn from the best and, like, I'll say pretty much learn from the best and learn how to play. You know what I mean? Like, because the first round, you know what I mean? Like, he knows what he's doing. He's there for a reason. He teaches me because I sit right beside him every day. Like, he teaches me, like, the plays and, like, how he got it down and how he learned it first and everything. So, I'll say like how he uses it, like his technique and play fast.
Now, having athletes and recruits like Jordan Ross on the field now gives Tennessee a luxury they haven't had in recent years, and that's quality depth. It's a reality now that has players like Amari Thomas quite excited because maybe it means they get a bit more rest in those games, which I guess in turn allows them to be fresher when they get deeper into the season.
We got so much depth. It's really good, you know. And it's good that we have a lot of guys who play at a high level rotating, and, you know, we're big guys, we get tired. So you always want to have people to rotate. And that's something that we necessarily didn't have when I first got here or maybe the year after that. But it's grown to that, and they've just continued to recruit, continue to get guys in here, and just us, the people who have stayed here, just continue to grow and mature. I feel like now as a defensive line, we have, like, real veteran, probably the most veteran team on the group. So.
Now, while Heupel won't put a ceiling to the expectations that he has on the team, there's certainly a floor to the expectations. And Amari says it's simple. They refuse to be complacent.
I've just seen this program continue to not get complacent. We continue to grow. Everything we do is just we like to have fun with what we're doing. So it's good. And just seeing the program really just grow from just the culture, all aspects around it, just everyone buying into the program, really loving what we do here in Tennessee. So that's been the biggest, like, change for me, is just seeing everybody buy into what we do.
Deshaun Brain was another big get for Tennessee. When you look at their 2025 recruiting class, they're able to get him to flip from Oregon to Tennessee. And that's not the first time the Vols have been in a situation like this. Let's look at Ricky Gibson, who is now a sophomore defensive back for the Vols, but was once in a similar situation when he was committed to Mississippi State. And despite being deep into that recruiting process, Tennessee stayed hot on the trail for Gibson. And it was actually that pursuit that allowed him and influenced him to trade for the orange and white.
Coach Heupel really cares about his players, and not only him, but the whole coaching staff. So throughout my my process at Mississippi State, they stayed on me as a staff. They really showed how much they cared and they wanted me and how much they trusted me as a player and as a person. And so that just did a lot for me. And so I ended up committing here.
And Ricky Gibson will tell you everything that the coaching staff sold him on during the recruiting process has more than come true since his time being here at Tennessee.
All of it is definitely true. He's lived up and passed my standard of and my expectations of what a coach should be. And he continues to do that day in and day out. He's consistent. Every coach is consistent with their character and who they are, with their coaching ability and how they push you and hold you accountable. And so I'm really thankful for everyone.
From the first day he got here, he said who he is, and, like, that's the only thing he's shown us. So it's good to just know he comes in every day being consistent. And, like, that's what we try to do as a team, come in every day, be consistent. So it's good when you have someone who's the head ball coach for us who comes in every day and speaks and actually acts on what he speaks. So it's good just to easy to follow and do that and come in and do the same thing every day.
It's a great thing because, like, coming in, I didn't expect it to be, like, a big family, but I can see now it's really just one big family, like, away from home.
How much of that was a selling point to you then?
A lot of, really, since I started getting recruited. Like, as soon as I came in the door, they showed me love. I was like, okay, this might be it.
And while the coaching staff and past performances play key roles in getting the quality of recruits that a program needs to continue pushing forward, Coach Josh Heupel emphasized today that it's players like Omari Thomas that continue to push the needle forward for this program.
They've seen this program change a bunch. They've been a huge part of the change here inside of this building and who we are and how we operate. And they're a big part of the recruiting process. At the end of the day, when recruits come on campus, your players are the biggest touch point, sales point for what it's like to be a Vol. And they've been a huge part of that as well. That group, Omari, is one of the guys that you named. Just, you know, the journey that this program's been on, how we've navigated the success that we've had. There's more out there. We understand that. We're working towards that every day. But those guys have been a huge part of changing the trajectory of Tennessee football.
We find our pride just in being able to dominate. We want to dominate the line of scrimmage. We want to play on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So when we're doing that, that's just something that we talk about with each other. Like, it's us. Like, we got to be able to dictate how this game go. And I feel like that's just a mindset that a lot of us defensive line has put in our heads, and we embrace that to each other, linebackers, so everybody know that we all got the same mindset. We need to dominate.
I'm all about getting the right guys in our program. That's all. I'm all about that, creating a great culture here and building that and keeping that. And that's what we're trying to do here. And so it's very important that we get the right players, the right people in here to continue to climb. So I'm all in.
So there's plenty of excitement within this team, and you heard from a couple of those freshmen earlier in this piece. And if you want to hear more from those freshmen, you can obviously go back to the bonus tab on the homepage and listen to the full press conference with them and, of course, with Coach Josh Heupel. We'll be back here on the practice field tomorrow for another post-practice recap, so make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out and to obviously support me and Jimmy Himes here at Full Disclosure. But thank you so much for watching and listening, and we will be back tomorrow.